654 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 622X, American State Trials. I was waiting for the old woman to come out. She came near the door, and I shot at her and hit her in the arm, and she ran about the house holding her arm. I then ran to the house and asked her if she knew who did it. She said she did not know. I told her to go into the room and go to bed. I said this for fear she would faint. I then brought her a drink of water. God bless her. But I have pitied her since. I thought a heap of her. I don't know whether I can be forgiven for being so wicked. Here his voice faltered, and he was ready to weep. I then got the axe and hit her above the right eye with the pole or side of the axe. I am not certain which. She then fell over on the bed on which she was sitting. I then cut her throat with the axe to put her out of misery. I then threw a quilt over her. She was busy at the chest when I commenced. I do not know whether she was making bread or not. Maybe she was. He here asked whether he must tell everything, and being answered, yes, everything, he proceeded to say. I then went to Brown's chest and took from between $7 and $8 from it. This was all I could find. I also took some tobacco, a box of percussion caps, and some lead. I then took them to the barn and hid them. I then washed the blood off the axe. I did not scrub the house. The women had done it just before. This was said in reference to the supposition that he had washed the floor. I then fastened the windows down, shut the door, and took the handle off, and went to the barn. I then went up to my house, got some water to drink, and also some water and soap to wash my clothes. I then took my shirt, pants, and vest off. They were spotted with blood. I washed them and hung them up in the sun to dry. I put on an old shirt and pants, which I brought from my house while the others were drying. I sat there until John came home. When he came, he got off and hitched his beast in the lane. He then went to the door, but as I had the handle, he did not get it open. He turned round with his face toward the barn. I shot and hit him in the breast. He started and ran and climbed over the fence and hollered and made a great noise. He ran up the lane till he came to the bars leading to the barn, about 25 or 30 yards, and laid down. I went to him with the gun in my hand, intending to shoot him again if he was not dead. When about halfway, I laid down the gun, thinking he was dead. I found him dead. I took hold of him to drag him to the house. I put my arms around him, under his arms. I laid the fence down as he was very heavy. I had a hard time getting him in. I dragged him across the floor into the little back room and pushed him under the bed. I found $11 on him, some in his pocket loose and the rest in his pocketbook. I then went to the barn and waited for Brown. The money I got from John, I hid in the barn. After a while, the old man came home. I shot at him and missed him, and then I shot again. He then ran toward me. I then jumped down and ran away. Brown swore in court I had a jacket on at the time. I had no jacket on. I then came back to the barn and got my clothes, money, powder horn or shot pouch, and the tin, and went over to Hare's. I pulled off my clothes and